Well, there were so many brahmacharis. So many brahmacharis. They welcomed us. We went there. And we began to kirtan and Krishna kirtan. And after that, I gave some pravachan. I told them to do kirtan also. When they began, I thought that I should serve them for at least 100 births. Then that bhav can come in our heart. So sweetly, very, very akarshak, very attractive. And with Radha Bhav, Radha Dasi Bhav. I have not heard before that kirtan. Then I knew that certainly Brajvasis has so much quality that will have to come so many births here in Mathura and Vrindavan and to learn, will have to learn all like this. From then I used to do pranam to every Brajvasi. Because they have their birth in Mathura and Vrindavan. That from birth devotion to Krishna and Radha. Although they are doing so householding all work. In Raghunath Das Goswami in Braj Vilas has done so much. Jat kinchit tuni guru na ki ikat mukham goste samastam sitat sarvananda mukunda daitam lila anukulam param sastre muhur muhur nishtankitam jancha brahma adirati shaktiham tato sarvam maya idam bandate. He is telling that I bow down to all creepers, all trees, serpents, and all others, beasts and human beings and everything of Vrindavan, I am going down. Because Brahma and Uddhava has prayed to Krishna and Radhika. He wants to be any creeper or any grass of Vrindavan. So I also want. Anyone ask to Raghunath Das Goswami, what is the use of being serpent or that? Can they serve Krishna and Radhika? Or certainly they can serve Radhika and Krishna. Once Krishna did anything against the will of Srimati Radhika. Hearing?
Yes.
And she did so much man that Krishna tried to remove her man, but he could not do. Srimati Radhika was going from Krishna to, I am going, returning to my home, to my kunda, or Barsana or Javad. When she progressed some footprint, a black serpent came. And did like this. Pause, pause, pause. She at once afraid so much, at once returned. And running, she went in the lap of Krishna. This is, Raghunath Goswami is saying this fact. Krishna could not do, his bansi failed, his everything, efforts failed. To remove the man of Radhika. But that serpent did so, and she returned and met Krishna. Krishna, because he became so happy. So everything in Vrindavan, are Satchit Anandamaya. And Lila Parikar. Lila Parikar? Associates of Krishna Lila. And help Srimati Radhika and Krishna in meeting and other things. So I bow down to all and I want to have feedback of all. I know that every kivar, everything. Vrindavan Parikar, Lila Sachidananda. Once a man, I have heard so many reliable sources that once any man who came to Vrindavan to do sadhana and bhajan here for devotional services he came. He used to go for paikhana ke liye kya? To, for toilet. In the groves anywhere. Because no one can see, so he used to went there. When he sat down, sir, that a very sweet sound came. What are you doing? I'm here, I'm doing devotional services to Srimati Radhika. And you are so near Lajja Behaya. Shamne. You are going dirty here. He saw that, he saw here and there, but saw that there is none. Again, a sound came. Like this. Then he was so ashamed and knew that every kivat and everything here is like so. So they pardon there. Felt flat and washed with gobar. Gobar, you know? Cow dung. And make it scented, dhup bhakti and deep he gave there. So in Vrindavan, once a man cut the branches of Imli Tala, that branch of Imli. And at once red
blood.
So many things are seen in Vrindavan. So every one of Vrindavan is pranamna for if you want to do bhajan. We should not see anyone's any kind of dosh. That is vachyar le lijiye. Vachyar le karke baithiye. Niche ho jayega nahi tab dikhai nahi padega. Dikhai nahi padega. Acha to baithiye. So, these are the systems to be in Vrindavan. How to live? So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has warned anyone not to go to Vrindavan and not to live many days. Because they can do offense to all these things. But you say, oh, they are so foolish. They don't know anything. But yes, we should do pranam to all. As Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Sanatana Goswami used to do. When Sanatana Goswami used to go from one village to another village, when he meets any man, they are named Sanatana Goswami, Bado Goswami.
Bado Baba.
Bado Goswami. Sanatana. He used to ask them, oh, how are you? Your sons are better? How are your daughters and your wife? Have you married your sons? Everything in news he collected. But no some relation with all these things, but yet he used to do like this. He is telling that if anyone gives any proposal that you should come to Dwarka or Vaikunth, and there are so many bhakta, Arjun and all Draupadi are there, Rukmini Satyabhama are there, I won't go, never I will go, but I will go to the doors of Rajavasi and I will hear and talk the family matters. I will take remnants of Brajavasis, jhuthi roti. You know, have you tested jhuthi roti?
From you?
Brajavasis. I will never go there, but I will be in Vrindavan. I will be in Radhakund. I will be in any Vanna, but never go. We have yesterday taken a slok of Bilas Kusmandhila. What is this?
45.
What is called sadhan? No? What is called sadhan? Do you remember the slok of Bhakti Goswami Sindhu? Can you express your idea about this slok?
Yes. When one engages in practical devotional service, by which bhava becomes invoked, that is sadhana. There's a natural
madhe mukdhangi bhavati hali kulai dhritaya argham samarpayitum utka arat सज्जानिकी सुमुखी दर्शति दार्शिकेयम समथिंग आई हैव एक्सप्लेन दैट कृष्ण हैज गन टू काउ हर्डिंग एंड ही हैज गन टू अप टू कुसुम सरोवर बोथ आर वेटिंग फॉर कृष्ण. There is a Gauri Kund in way to Parikrama at Anur Gram. Have you done Parikrama?
I went there with you, Gauri Kund.
Gauri Kund? Oh, you have done it.
Yeah.
You have also done?
Yes.
Oh, all good. After that, we have done with so many persons there. So many. Yatri. Gauri Kunda. Who is getting to Gauri Kunda? Srimati Chandravali is waiting. And Radha Kunda? Srimati Radhika is waiting. Very Utkantha Dasa. Utkantha Dasa. Chandravali has sent Padma and others to anyhow bring Krishna. And here, Lalita and Vishakha has done. And they are in a chesta. that we should bring Krishna to our Sakhi. They, Lalita and Vishakha came late. Padma and her Sakhi went some minutes before. And they took Krishna to their Gauri Kund. Krishna was there. They were so sad, Lalita and Vishakha. And they anyhow tried. Lalita sent Vishakha, go and do anything that he comes. She came there at Gauri Kund. Krishna told, how you have come? Why? She told that just now a demon has come and he had attacked a cow house and cows, and he is driving all cows to Kansa's Goshala and killing all your friends. Krishna told Chandral, I am coming just now. And she went with Vishakha. And Vishakha told the real fact. And they went to Radha Kunda. Here, Jatila is coming with Srimati Radhika and ordering her that you should do Surya Puja at Surya Kunda. You have gone there also? So then they are going there. And Lalita and Vishakha met Krishna and told that she is going there. So Krishna became like a Brahmin boy, taking some box here, and as a Brahmachari, and like a sister of devotees of Gargacharya, chhatra of Gargacharya, a student of Gargacharya, and went there. They were waiting. Jatla saw that very beautiful Brahmin boy is there. There were two, Madhumangal and Krishna. But certainly they had met so their disguise that anyone cannot recognize them. Srimati Radhika also could not recognize anyone. But this fact is known by Lalita and Vishakha. Jatla don't know. Krishna is, then Srimati Jatila prayed that boy to do worship of son, just to make Radhika that puja. Understand? Sir?
He will lead Srimati Radhika in the puja.
Puja.
Giving mantras and...
So, he told that, I will not see the face of that devotee. I will be very far away from her. Very far away from her. And anything I cannot adopt, may take in Dakshina, anything. She saw that he is so nirlobhi Brahman, nirlobhi, you know?
No desire
at all. I have not seen a Brahmin like this boy. Certainly he is a very, very qualified Brahmin boy. He did so. He read a mantra of Surya. जगत मंगलकारी जगत मंगल कृत गोत्रम सुति वित्त प्रवरम सूचिम भवंतम विश्व शर्माणम पुरोहितया वृणे. ही टोल्ड दैट माय नेम इज विश्व शर्मा. विश्व शर्मा इज नेम ऑफ एनी ब्राह्मण बॉय. माय नेम इज विश्व शर्मा. देन ए पूजा इज डन, एनी अर्चन इज डन, अर्थात ऑल मंथ्स, एंड दे कैनॉट डू अर्चन हिमसेल्फ. देन देर इज ए प्रतिनिधि ऑफ रिप्रेजेंटेटिव. ही इज माई रिप्रेजेंटेटिव. विल हैव टू अटर विथ नेम एंड गोत्र ऑफ ऑल. वॉट इज योर नेम एंड गोत्र? नेम एंड गोत्र यू नो वॉट इज योर गोत्र?
Origin of birth, family, previous family.
What is your gotra?
Achyutra.
We are of Achyutra. But we are not Achyut gotra. You are. No? What is your gotra?
My gotra.
My gotra.
Your
gotra. Your Achyut gotra.
No?
Oh, no. Yeah. Our is Radha Gotra. No? So here, we should learn all these things. In Achyut Gotra, there are two Gotra, Achyut Gotra and Radha Gotra. But very fine and very sweet Gotra is Radha Gotra. So Jagan Mangalam Gotram. Here, the adjective of sun is giving here. Sun gives rays to whole world. No? Krishna gives what thing? So many suns and suns, so many moons and everything. Adi, anadi. Krishna adi of all and himself anadi. ईश्वरा सर्व सर्व कारण कारण ईश्वर परमा कृष्ण सच्चिदानंद विग्रह अनादिरादि गोविंद सर्व कारण सम गिव्स लाइफ बट एक्चुअली ही डज नॉट गिव लाइफ. लाइफ गिव्स कृष्ण. सो इज कृष्ण इज द रूट ऑफ ऑल थिंग वेदर वर्ल्डली थिंग आर all those things, aprakita vastu. Sudha cannot give light in her, but Krishna can give light here, in heart also, and out of heart also. Sun cannot destroy our ajnan, understanding our ajnan, but Krishna can give prakash so that our every kinds of ajnan, ignorance, goes away at once. So there are two meanings of this sloka. One goes to sun and other goes to Krishna sun. Here Krishna is sun. So Vishva Sarmanam, what is the meaning of Vishva sun? Any name, but here Vishva Sarmanam means he gives everything. Sarma means prem. Sarva means the meaning of in Sanskrit, sarva means prem. He gives whole world, every jeev, Krishna prem. So, those he is giving Krishna prem to all jeevas. He is Vishva Sarvam, and Radhika, Krishna is telling, Vishva Sarma is telling to Radhika, you should utter this mantra, that I am bringing the name. वर्ण कर रहा हूँ. मेकिंग रिप्रेजेंटेटिव यू और
रिप्रेजेंटिंग यू.
आई एम
एक्टिंग ऑन योर बिहाफ.
नो नो, आई एम टेकिंग यू एज माय पुरोहित. नो वरण. In Diksha, we take our Gurudev as my Gurudev, that he is for every birth, if allowed to come in several births, koti koti and hundreds of them. He is my superior spiritual master. I will leave. This is called Bharan in Sanskrit. So I am Brine, I am taking this person, this Brahman boy, as my Purohit, who will do Surya Puja on behalf of me. No? Here Surya means Krishna Surya. Achha. Sri Bhagavate Tanitamam Sangharate Anuragine. Those who serve this sun, Anuragine, those who are Anuragi, those who worship sun, he will give light, no? And he will save me from darkness. But here, Anuragine, those who are Anuragi to this Krishna Purush, Vishwasarma, that is sun. He will have everything in his life. Krishna will give him prem and all these things. So I do pranam puras sate tasmai mitraya padmini bandhave namah. Padmini bandhave mitraya namah. Padmini bandhave bandhave. सब कुशल हैं? बैठे बैठे एक मिनट, इन लोगों से अभी खत्म करते हैं. पद्मिनी बंधवे मीन्स द फ्रेंड ऑफ लोटस. नो, पद्मिनी मीन्स सन इन जेंडर. सो सन इज मित्र, फ्रेंड ऑफ पद्मिनी बंधवे. तो आई बो डाउन टू दिस मित्राय. मित्राय मीन्स सूर्य, सन. पद्मिनी बंधवे मित्राय नमः. बट नेक्स्ट मीनिंग इज दिस, दैट पद्मिनी श्रीमती राधिका इज पद्मिनी बंधु माने फ्रेंड, मित्राय सखी, सखा. Here sakha means mitra means
friend.
Not only friend. So hidden meaning is there. Understanding? Mitra. So I am going pranam to Padmini Bandhave Mitraya. I am going pranam to Surya, not that meaning. But I am doing pranam to Krishna. So every month of Avahana Mantra, you know, Swagatam, Swagatam, Idam Achmaniyam, Idam Paniyam, Etat Pushpamalyam, Tubhyam Namaha, no? Idam Malyam, Chandanam, Snaniyam, everything. And at last, Pushpa, Pushpanjali Namah, in the case. My heart is Pushpa, like Pushpa. I am giving this whole heart in the shape of Pushpanjali to you. So, he did so, but she did for Krishna, and the mantra was for sun and Krishna both. Then, Jatlas saw, he was astonished. I have never seen like a Purohit like this boy. He knows so many months. And when Krishna told Srimati Radhika to give Pushpanjali, his hands were trembling. And Krishna is telling that, give it to son. And in the midway, all posts fell down in the feet of Krishna. Jatila is seeing that why she is fearing, and by fearing the flowers are held on the feet of Krishna. But actually she was going to give these flowers to some. She did not understood all these things. She became so much happy. Oh, Jatila. And he told that, what should I do? Krishna told that, I am disciple of Gargacharya. I don't take anything dakshina of any this puja. No, I will have to give anything to you. If you want to give your heart to me. Only your sabdha I want. Nothing. She became more pleased. No? She told Srimati Radhika, give your ring, golden, and here are that ring, diamonds. Two in fingers, Srimati Radhika gave to Jatila. I don't take. Give it to that Purohit. She told that I will not give to that Purohit. Add some and you should go. Then he said that my Vadhu is also very good of character. So he believed both. Krishna is a Brahmin boy and this Radhika daughter-in-law, very good character. Now he gave it to Krishna, but Krishna told that I never take. But I see that your putra-vadhu means daughter-in-law, is so bauti, so bhagyavan, so fortunate. Why? I know, I have read so much samudrik. Palmistry. And I know to read this forehead. And I say, I can know everything. I am seeing. Can you see? This? I will see it, but far distance, not near. So, Jatila at once gave her hand towards Krishna. And Krishna sing these lines. Krishna becomes so trembling. Then he told that she is Kamala. You know Kamala? Lakshmi. Where she lives, Kamala is bound to live there and serve. And there are so many qualities of this lady. Then she took her daughter-in-law and at once went to her home. Radhika is seeing, turning in the middle, Krishna also wants to meet. But at that time, Krishna also returned with Madhumangal. The anguthi can take Madhumangal. And he firstly started in this. They like so. And Jatila has brought some laddu, Manohar laddu and all these things for puja. She also gave to Krishna, but Krishna denied. So Madhumangal that I am assistant and servant of this Mahapurohit. Give me, I will carry. His stomach is not good. So he cannot take. But mine is so in proper way. He took and also tightened in his gamcha. Krishna went to Kusum Sarovar, where all cowherds were waiting for Krishna. Baldev Prabhu can, and all Sudam, Madhumangal, everyone came there. Very well. But Yogamaya, by Yogamaya, Krishna, they say that they thought that only a moment Krishna was out of us. Perhaps to Madhumangal, he was drinking water to Kusum Saror, or anywhere he was for a moment, not more than moment. So they did not think more. Now it was midday, all wanted to take their prasadam. They sat round, around Krishna. So many lines were there. First row, second row, third row, fifth row.
In circle
type. In the midst, Krishna sat. Everyone who were that side of Krishna, they are saying that I am in front of Krishna. And Krishna is taking and giving only with me. Those who are inside hearing, all knew that we are with Krishna. And Krishna is laughing. Then everyone were encircled there. And everyone were known that Krishna is in front of me and I am taking and giving. With laughing, making laughing Krishna, all were taken. In the meantime, Madhumangal was sitting so grave. Grave, you know? Not giving and taking anything. And he anguthi and laddu here. No? I'm sitting. With a stick in his hand. If anyone come. Baldev guessed something. It is a proper word? Guessed?
Yes.
There's something is here. So he told anyone, Siddham, Suval, or any friend, that do like this. He was sitting like this from behind. Suval and Siddham both came and did like this. Post. And he became like then they and snatched. With anguthi and all was do. And one gave it to other and this came so long distance, both things. And after that, laddu came and they divided into all boys. He was then so furious, Madhumangal. And he used to do lucky like this and abusing Krishna and Baldev and all others. And Brahmin, I'll give you course, you know?
Yes.
Like Durvasa. And he told that, I'm just now going to Kansa Maharaj. And I'll complain against these cowherds, but they don't know that I'm Brahmin son. I can do everything. I can burn fire just now. Then he was weeping also. Then Krishna went there and fell on the feet of Brahmins. Oh, you are my friend, very good friend. Don't do so. Otherwise, Kansa will come and give danda to me,
punishment.
But I know what he can do, Kansa. Lacks and lacks. Kansa cannot do anything, any harm. Don't do so. Then he brought some misty laddu and gave, and again they were playing. So here, this Sakhi is telling that will you accept me as a dasi? Dasat dasi ke yam. At that time I will be with you. And may you tell me to carry all the drabhya, archan drabhya. Archan drabhya, you know?
Yeah. I don't.
The materials which were to be used in sun worship. In a golden pot, thala, plate, golden plate, I will take. And I always be with you. And when you order, I will put up your fingers ring. And what you will order by your eyes, I will do at once. So please do. So much merciful that allow me to write my name in the register of your dasis, his prayer, so that I may taste all these things and see my own by my own eyes. This is the prayer of this sloka. We'll discuss it in Mathura. Brajapuru parityajya agyamishtannam bhavudit mati jatnatasena pankam varoru pakvam varoru. Now he will tell that Yasoda has given order to Radhika by Kundalata that in evening when Krishna will return from cow herding, he will be so hungry. But yet he is no test in taking anything. But if Radhika cooks and prepares, he will take with taste. So please send something for Krishna. So here Dasi, that Tulsi Manjari, Arati Manjari, is requesting Srimati Radhika, when you will order me to carry all these things in evening for Krishna, and Krishna will take it so swiftly, all these things. So order me, and please keep me as a dasi to do all these things. I was going to tell, but I forgot. What is sadhana? What is bhava-bhakti? And what is praying? In Bhakti Rasami Sindhu, it has been described. Kriti sadhya bhaveta sadhya bhava sa sadhana vidha. I am describing only sadhana. There are two kinds of bhakti sadhana. With nishtha and without nishtha. You have read perhaps, I have told. Nishtita sadhana and anishtita bhakti sadhana. Anishtita, with so many namaparat, sivaparat, and so many anarths, like sukriti uttha, duskriti uttha, aparad uttha, bhakti uttha, there are so many kinds. Have you told you?
No.
I will describe it all in Mathura. Especially, we know name often. We know seva aparad also. And guru aparad also. And we try to escape from all these things. So with these all offenses, when we chant, when we hear, when we meditate, this is anisthita. No? It will produce bad fruit, not good fruit, like Krishna prayer. Sadhana bhakti are also of two kinds. Vaidhi bhakti sadhana and Ragana bhakti. And these are of two, nishthita and anisthita. When we do it with nishtha, then it is called nishtita bhakti. of Uttam Bhakti, Annabhilasa, Rahit, Gyan Karma, Sunna, not Sunna but Anabhritam. Anabhritam. And Anukulena Krishna Anusilam is bhakti. Up to Mahabhav. Beginning from Shraddha, up to Mahabhav. All comes under this Uttama Bhakti. When we do by these outer indriyas, from tongue we utter Krishna name. We remember the pastimes of Krishna and all these things from this mind. We hear a Krishna katha from these. Yes. We do so many services with hands in Mandir, Sri Mandir. Pada Seva, doing parikrama and serving the feet of Gurudev and Vaishnava. All are Pada Seva. These are sadhana. But when we do with anistha, not with nistha, which can give only something what? Sukruti uttha aparadha. Often, anartha. Name, when, all will be akarsit ho jayenge. Charm are attracted. So name, fame, everything will come at that. If we are immersed in this place, Krishna prem goes away. Not fruitful. But if we live, another is duskriti uttha. We have done some wrong in past life, or in this life. So many calamities, so many opposite things are coming. Then we chant name like Haridas Thakur, that Musliman read him in 22 bazaar and try to cut his neck. Like Prahlad Maharaj, so many things come. But we should not think that all are coming from often. Sometimes Krishna gives it to purify and to deha karne ke liye. There was nothing wrong with Prahlad Maharaj. No previous births, all these things. He never did wrong. Draupadi has never did any wrong, any offense, but yet it came to put her name everywhere in the whole world. So, but for our, we are offensive persons. So, something can come. By aparadha something can come. By Vaidhi Bhakti, so Padhik Bhakti, this can come. But this would be very, very sincere to Bhakti. Our Gurudev and Vaishnava. Then we can cross all these things. Then we can come into Ruchi, and after Ruchi we can come into Asakti. And this kinds of Nishtha makes a man that his Shraddha will be turned into Nishtha. Otherwise, Nishtha will not come. So we should try to do bhakti with what Rupa Goswami has told. First, leaving all kinds of anartha. And when it will be done, or at the time of doing all these things, Nishtha will come. And we can do
four sadhan, whether of Vaidhi Bhakti or of Radhanuga Bhakti. That will produce fruit, bhava. Kriti sadhya bhaveta sadhya bhava. The sadhan which what?
By body,
by senses,
by senses,
mind and senses. That produces bhava.
Produces bhava.
Yes.
That are called sadhana bhakti. Those who are doing bhakti, samana kirtan, smaranam, all things. But bhava is not coming, and there is no hope to come bhava, then these are cancelled. These are not bhakti. And the bhava, which produces prema, this is called bhava. Otherwise, bhava is not there. Bhava-bhas, bhava-pratibimba, all these things. So we should try to do sadhan-bhajan like this, what is given in Bhakti Goswami Sindhu, or Bhakti Goswami Sindhu Bindu of Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur. And we should follow Madhurya Kadambini. We have read it.
I like to speak with Brajavasi.
Yeah.
When I ever go and have chance, I take Madhukri from their home.
Yeah.
Once I went to Nandagaon and I thought that today I will not take any Madhukri from any Brajavasi. And eat without begging. Comes Madhukri, eat served. I will think that it is the mercy of Krishna and Nanda Baba. And yes. After some time, I saw that a lady of 20 or 22 years, she has a bojha, she has a
load.
Low on her head. Green.
Grass.
And she was going, Baba, what are you talking? Come with me. And I will give her the clue to you. How she knew and how she heard, I can. I became so much astonished, just came in my eyes. Oh Baba, come. And at that time my age was about 25, 26. Then I and three others, all we are devotees. Then we are devotee of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur. He was living us. He lived in Nandagaon. Then we went to her house. Her husband, her spouse,
Mother-in-law,
and all were there. She put up the door. Baba, come here. And she gave it hot, hot manikhat.
No.
And she happens.
What is happening?
What is happening? And called her
mother-in-law.
Mother, come here. The saint has come. I'll have to give them Malpua. She has made Malpua in his house. So she brought four Malpua
dishes.
And I took that on my head. And tears were softened. Used to come in my life. Today Nanda Baba and Yashodama has done so much.
Krishna is cheating me by taking all this. He is
In Gita, last it has been written, Dasava Dharman Paritya, Mam Ekam Saranam Vraja. He is speaking of Saranagati. But Saranagati is the first phase or Pravesh Dwar, entrance
of Bhakti Rill. Not bhakti. If a man is doing anukulyasya sankalpa pratikulyasya vivarjanam rakshasya titi viswasya gurkutya varlam tata atyani khepakar panyo, it is not bhakti. It is the qualification to enter in bhakti realm. No?
Saranagati.
Saranagati. So Saranagati is not a part, a anga of bhakti. Samajh rahi hai? Bhakti nahi hai. Bhakti ka anga nahi hai. Kintu bhakti mein pravesh karne ke liye ye qualification hai. Yeah? Krishna is telling you, do Saranagati. Oh, am I not Saranagat bhakta? Krishna is friend of mine, his friend. I am friend of Krishna. Not only friend. I am brother-in-law of Krishna. Hmm. Eh? Brother-in-law, samajhti hai? Unke kya hai?
Bhai
nahi hai. Hmm.
Bhai
nahi hota hai.
Matlab Bhagwan Krishna ki behan Arjun ki patni thi. To Bhagwan Krishna baale ho.
There is a relation also. To have bhakti, to do bhakti, and one is, has any real sambandh with Krishna. So bhakti is of so many kinds. Especially Braj bhakti is of two, Radhanuga bhakti is two kinds. No? Kamanuga, sambandhanuga. Gopis are of Kamanga, Arjun, Jasomati, Jasoda Devi, Nandavada, Uddhav, or are related. Sambandha, Sambandhanga. Hum logo, we should be Sambandhanga first, and then Kamanuga in last. Arjuna is sambandhanga bhakta, not sambandhanga, sambandhatmaka. He is associated with Krishna by three or four relations. Krishna is brother-in-law. No. Kunti and Vasudev are brothers and sister.
Yeah.
Hmm? And Vasudev son is Krishna. So, yahan par bua lagti.
That means ki Arjun is maternal, Arjun, Vasudev Maharaj is maternal uncle and his son is Krishna. So there are this relation,
they
are cousins.
One relation. Second is Subhadra.
Here his name is
brother-in-law. Cousin, brother-in-law, friend.
Friend. So, and Krishna becomes Das of Arjuna.
Yes.
Because he
inside
carries better. So many relations here. Once Narada went to see Krishna, he asked Shankar, Shivji, that where I can see Krishna, meet Krishna. He told that you should go to Indraprastha, where Arjuna, Yudhishthira, Draupadi or Arjuna, Krishna is here. You should not go here and there, you should go to Arjuna's quarter. There Draupadi will be, Subhadra will be present. and Krishna will be also present there. So he went to Indraprastha and he straight went to the quarter of Arjuna. No checking, nothing. No doorkeepers were there. He went to stay. When he went there, he saw that there is a palanka. Palanka, you know?
There are just like this, bended.
Yes.
There is a... Kya hai cha? He sat there and he was at first astonished. He seeing that Krishna is sleeping, having his feet on the breast of Arjuna, passing. And Arjuna's feet was towards the head of Krishna. And Krishna has taken Arjuna's feet in his lap, Krishna. And the feet of Krishna, he was passing through Arjuna. Rukmini and Draupadi and Subhadra were serving and giving seven presents, everything. And the feet of Arjuna passing through the breast of Krishna. Rukmini Saptabhana, they are serving, and all other Jamanti and others, they are doing seva, bhajan, eat. And Arjuna, though he was sleeping, but he ate Krishna, Krishna, from every room, you know? Worship Krishna. I have never seen that Krishna is worshipping to another, any person. But here I am seeing. Arjuna is the same rank of Krishna here. More than that Sudama in Dwarka. And he is equivalent of Krishna. But now, Krishna is telling, Krishna is telling, giving him, teaching him only Saranagati. If a man is postgraduate and anyone is telling that you should go to first Kakha Baba, you should go to
LBCD.
So he is giving him this Saranagati Siksha. So if a man reads the third chapter of Jaiva Dharma or Chaitanya Charitamrita, there is so taste that Gita, it is very best book in world, but yet it seems that it is first book of bhakti. Samiji has also told.
Yes. He said that the where the Bhagavad Gita ends, the Srimad Bhagavatam begins.
This is the Vaishnava theory. Krishna is telling such things in Uddhava Sandesh. He is telling Uddhava, you should tell gopis that they should always remember me and they should do dhyan.
Meditation.
Keeping eyes shut. always see Krishna there. Krishna, I am everywhere. Gopis are telling that we don't want. We don't want. What do we want? Krishna should come. Brahma is there, take this dhyana. Shankar can do it. They can take it as first class of meditation. But we want that Krishna should come. And he should paint our face. No?
Yes.
When we become tired, he should message our face. We want. We don't want to meditate Krishna. So he should not give a lesson of saranagati to us. Ahushyate nalinabhupadarandha. In Srimad Bhagavatam it is stated. And in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so glad to read this one. And there was discussion about this in Rath Jata Prasanga of Chaitanya Charitamrita, you know?
Yes, yes, I know. Yes. But Maharaj, when Uddhava actually went to Vrindavan, the gopis seemed to appreciate very much and accepted him as Shiksha Guru. Why didn't they tell him, don't teach us this?
Who?
Uddhava.
Who thought like this? Gopis?
I thought, yes, the gopis seemed to appreciate him.
To Krishna or Uddhava?
Uddhava. No.
Because Uddhava had asked gopis, fix dust. Ashamaho charanarena jishamaho arbande nanda prajayishti nam padri nam afikshmita. I want to have a dust of gopis' feet on my head. If gopis took him as a sikha guru, then why Uddhava prayed it just like so? But Uddhava determined in his mind that gopis are our guru.